Well, of course, every Friday here on The Takeaway, we like to have Melissa Locker in to help whet your cultural appetite for the weekend for all of your binge watching and Spotify Pandora listening needs. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm good. You told me that you've been thinking about the decline of Western civilization lately. Where has that led you?
It's not really leading me into politics, but leading me into rock documentaries. And I've fallen down a total rabbit hole of rock documentaries. And so I thought, you know, you and I could suggest a few for people to watch this weekend.
Well, that's great. Let's start with The Decline of Western Civilization, Part 2. This is a metal film. I've seen this. It's a little old. It's from 1988.
I like that spine-chilling feeling, that goosebumps up the spine, you know, that you've really got me. It's like an orgasm, you know.
So, Melissa, what do we got? We got Motorhead in here, Guns N' Roses.
We have Ozzy Osbourne cooking bacon in his leopard print bathroom. I mean, what else do you need? Of course you're going to want to watch this movie. But, you know, The Decline of Western Civilization is actually a three-part documentary series. The first is pretty good. It focuses on the LA punk scene. The second is all about the metal years. It kind of feels like Spinal Tap. And, you know, there's a part three, which is kind of focuses on LA's gutter punks. But if you're going to just choose one, you got to go with the metal years.
Now, one of the best known documentaries of the grunge years, Pacific Northwest, was probably The Year Punk Broke. Of course, it has a lot of Nirvana in it, but a lot of other bands, too.
Yeah, the film's focus is actually on Sonic Youth as they kind of rise through fame. And I think people may not have necessarily noticed the film so much, except for the fact that Nirvana is featured in it. And it's, you know, it's just a few years before Kurt Cobain dies, and he's just in the film being like his kind of young, funny, quirky self. And it's also just a great story about kind of the way that grunge grew and became this massive phenomenon.
All right, well, let's take a quick trip around New York City of the early 80s, the hip-hop revolution. This is Style Wars.
It was a matter of getting a tag on each line and each division. You know, you go, it's called going all city. People see your tags in Queens, uptown, downtown, all over. It's for me and other graffiti writers that we can read it. All these other people who don't write, they're excluded. I don't care about them. No, they don't matter to me.
Melissa Locker, so it's all here, hip-hop culture, graffiti, shoes, and of course, the music.
So if you were looking for the kind of story behind The Get Down, which is on Netflix, which is Baz Luhrmann's sort of version of hip-hop, Style Wars is the real thing. And it's absolutely an incredible kind of snapshot of life at that time.
Well, I love the 80s, of course, and you know I love punk. I want to point people, if I can take a host prerogative here, toward End of the Century, the story of the Ramones, Jim Fields and Michael Gramaglia. I just love this documentary.
The Ramones were all crazy. I mean, can you imagine being in a van with Dee Dee and Johnny and Joey for the rest of your life?
Johnny was troubled. Punched Dee Dee in the head after the show if he missed a fence. And Joey was troubled. He was so frail. He was always getting sick. They were all trouble.
I mean, Melissa, I know I come back to the Ramones probably too much when we do these things, but these guys were insane. It's a great film.
There is no such thing as too much when it comes to the Ramones.
And while we're at it, I'll also point people to two others real quick. There's a documentary on Twisted Sister on Netflix called We Are Twisted Sister. You do not have to like or even care about Twisted Sister to love this film, all about how a band struggled for 20 years in Long Island before they got any recognition. Also, Festival Express is the insane story of rock stars renting a train in 1970, including the band and Janis Joplin, and taking a drug and alcohol festival trip across Canada, the summer after Woodstock. It's unbelievable. That's Festival Express. Melissa, take us out on the legendary heavy metal parking lot.
Right. So if you're looking for a good double feature with The Decline of Western Civilization Part 2, you have got to watch Heavy Metal Parking Lot. It's filmed in the parking lot of a Judas Priest concert in Bowie, Maryland, in sometime in the mid-80s. And it is just an incredible journey through fandom. It's also hilarious to look at now that we know so much about what's going on with Judas Priest. And I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Melissa Locker, culture reporter for us here at The Takeaway, has been down the rock documentary rabbit hole. Thanks for dragging us down with you, Melissa.
Anytime.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into games to challenge memory, attention, and problem solving. Learn more at lumosity.com.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.